Hello, and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Scrooge Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the book of Isaiah. We'll be in chapter 58 today, verses 1 through 9. Cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Proclaim to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day, and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has gone, done what it is just, and not abandoned the judgment of their God. They ask of me just judgments. They desire to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, but you take no note. See, on your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. See, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Do not fast as you do today to make your voice heard on high. In this manner of fasting, I would choose a day to afflict oneself, to bow one's head like a reed and lie upon sackcloth and ashes. Is this what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is this not rather the fast that I choose, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking off every yoke? Is it not sharing your bread with the hungry, bringing the afflicted and the homeless into your home, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own flesh? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and you shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." So today in Isaiah 58 verses 1 through 9 presents a powerful message about the true nature of fasting, emphasizing that God desires acts of justice and compassion rather than mere ritualistic practices. In this passage, the Lord calls out the people for their superficiality, reminding them that genuine fasting involves feeding the hungry, loosening the chains of injustice, and sharing one's resources with the needy. This scripture profoundly resonates with the themes of Lent, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, all pointing towards a life lived in service and love for others. I myself am in a 3-day fast right now. No food, only drink. Yesterday, I had an emotional experience that embodied these teachings. While walking out of a store, I encountered a homeless man named Mike. I approached him and asked his name, which sparked a conversation that highlighted his struggles and hopes. Listening to him reminded me that each person deserves dignity and compassion, elements that our faith calls us to extend. In that moment, I felt compelled to give him a $20 bill, a small gesture, yet infused with the spirit of generosity that Lent inspires. As I reflect on this experience, it underscores that Lent is more than personal sacrifice. It's about recognizing the needs of those around us and responding with love and kindness. Fasting during this season should ignite a deeper call to action, one that includes prayer for people like Mike and tangible support. Today, we lift Mike in our prayers, asking for comfort and provision in his life. May our actions during Lent not only deepen our faith, but also ignite a fervor for justice and mercy in our communities. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We say a quick prayer for James again today. And James, we're praying for you as you transition, hoping that you receive good news and employment soon. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Isaiah 58. It's verses 1 through 9. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanzas strong. It's titled, I Would Choose a Day to Inflict Oneself. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice. In the world, let justice be your choice. Declare to people their wayward plight, for fasting alone does not bring forth light. You come with your hunger, your rituals grand, yet your hearts are far from the mercy you've planned. Is this not the fast that the Lord would embrace, to loosen the bonds, to extend love's grace? Release the oppressed, share your bread with those in need, shelter the homeless, plant hope like a seed. When you pour out your heart and your hands in this fray, you'll find that the dawn breaks anew every day. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, healing shall follow where kindness is drawn, your righteousness go before, a guiding star. The glory of God will be your allies afar. Call and he'll answer with comfort and peace. In the depth of your troubles, his presence won't cease. Seek not just the ritual, but love's active way, for the essence of worship is found in the fray. So heed the old prophet, let justice take flight. With compassion enfolding, illuminate the night. In truth, that's the fast that will draw us all near, a world where love's echoes cast out every fear. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 20th, 2026. I'm recording this morning early at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. I'm reminding of this time last year when I chose to listen to the Lord for 40 straight days and not do any writing. But I listened to the Lord again this year, and the Lord continues to tell me to lift up the Word of God each and every day, as you continue to do so for the last 20 years in your surrender to me. And I thank the Lord for blessing me in so many different ways, including my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I have become a staple in prison ministry, an opportunity to share my wealth of knowledge in the Word of God and the Holy Mother Church with those in need inside the prison walls. And I continue to help those transition out with our 501c3 ministry called God First Ministries, where we place God first and all else will fall into place. So pray for our ministry this Lenten season, and pray for those who are getting out of jail. And as we close today in honor of those who are receiving their freedom, as we call out to the one in charge, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, John and James, my good friend. Peace be with you both.